Schoolhouse Symphony is known for its presentations in schools throughout the area, but this year, for the first time, they'll team up with Classical Revolution as part of the Constella Festival. Cellist Jennifer Araya is a member of Schoolhouse Symphony, and we're happy to have you back.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
How did Schoolhouse Symphony become involved with Classical Revolution?
Well, it actually was a very natural evolution because Laura Sabo, our clarinetist, leads Classical Revolution in Cincinnati. And because she knows Schoolhouse Symphony's mission as an educational outreach organization, she thought that our pairing with Classical Revolution and the Constella Festival was a natural fit.
And what are you going to be doing? You've got a different audience sitting in Northside
Yes,
Tavern.
We do. It is quite a different audience. We're used to little kids, and there probably won't be any there on Classical Revolution evening. We are planning to present one of our music history shows that presents the history of music in America, and we hope that the adult audience will find it very enjoyable.
So what does that program consist of? It runs for about an hour?
It's a 40-minute show. We are going to include information about the beginning of jazz in America, the lines of jazz as it turned into pop music and rock music, and also some of the earlier history of American music.
And who are the members of Schoolhouse Symphony, and besides you and Laura, who plays clarinet?
Sure,
what other
absolutely.
Instruments do you have?
We have two members from three different instrument families. We've got Glenn Proffitt playing trombone and Todd Fitter playing horn. I, Jennifer Araya, play cello, and Kazuko Platt plays violin. Then Laura Sabo plays clarinet, and Julie Baker plays flute.
And that's going to be a very interesting combination for doing rock music and jazz. And
It is. It's an unusual combination for any kind of music. All of our music needs to be arranged specifically for us. There is no music written for our ensemble type. But we have found over the years that our ensemble works best for educational purposes because we can show the students an example of brass music, an example of string music, and an example of woodwind music. And then we all dabble in percussion a little bit as well. So we show them percussion instruments.
I am going to ask you to give some things away. So what are some of the segments of music that you'll present?
We have some music by Chubby Checkers. We've got The Twist. We've got some Scott Joplin. We have music that goes even further back than that into the Bay Psalm book and the music of the Pilgrims and early American music. And it covers the whole gamut.
And what's the most recent piece of music you have?
The most recent piece of music that we're performing is a piece that was written by a composer at CCM for Schoolhouse Symphony in the early 2000s.
So as we sort of hinted at earlier, you're used to playing in gymnasiums and auditoriums. So Classical Revolution is in Northside Tavern. What kind of challenge does that pose for you?
It actually doesn't pose much of a challenge at all. We always perform in the school's own environment. So as you said, we're used to performing from everything from classrooms to basement music rooms to gymnasiums. And the environment at Classical Revolution will be no different, really.
Have you performed at other Classical Revolutions?
I have individually, but as a group, Schoolhouse Symphony has not. This will be our first time.
Well, for people who may not be familiar with Classical Revolution, and it's been around for a while, give us some background about it.
Oh, Classical Revolution is a wonderful organization. It started in San Francisco in 2006 as a global movement to bring classical music to the people in an environment that was more comfortable and perhaps less stuffy or off-putting than a concert hall. So Classical Revolution in Cincinnati takes place in the Northside Tavern. The particular Classical Revolution when Schoolhouse Symphony is playing will be in the back room of the Northside Tavern, although we're not always in the back room. Sometimes we're right up front when you walk in. And it's a very relaxed, casual atmosphere. Northside Tavern is a bar. So people will be drinking, people will be talking, people will be milling about, but most of all, we'll be enjoying music in a very relaxed setting that gives you time to absorb what you're hearing.
As a musician performing there, do you find it, is it distracting to hear the clink of glasses and a murmur of conversation underneath?
At times it can be, but I have found from playing at Classical Revolution in the past that the audience is extremely respectful. And while, yes, there may be people at the bar ordering drinks or having conversations, those conversations typically are about the music, and that's part of what makes Classical Revolution special. That's part of enjoying it, that you can turn to your neighbor and say, wasn't that run amazing? Isn't that flutist really great? You can enjoy it and make comments about it while you're there without feeling like a person sitting in front of you is going to give you a stink eye.
And I can vouch for that. It's a lot of fun. Do you envision Schoolhouse Symphony continuing to reach out beyond your usual demographic?
Yes, I do. This is something that we're doing specifically this year for our 40th anniversary season, and I hope it continues, and I think we all expect it to continue. We played at Christ Church Cathedral's Live at Lunch series earlier this season, and we've got several other opportunities for adults coming up and opening things up more to the public as well. So it is definitely something we hope to continue. And Schoolhouse Symphony is really dedicated to musical outreach. We're dedicated to let people know what music is all about and give people an up-close and personal view of what it's like to play an instrument and what it's like to enjoy music.
Well, tell us a little bit about Bravo Music.
Our performance in the Constella Festival and at Classical Revolution is made possible by Bravo Music, which is a new initiative being started by the American Federation of Musicians local here in Cincinnati. And it is a group designed to provide opportunities for union members here in Cincinnati to perform in educational outreach opportunities, just like Classical Revolution. Over the coming months, Bravo Music is sponsoring Schoolhouse Symphony to play at the Art Museum, to play at the main library downtown. We performed as part of the Arts Wave Sampler Weekend. So Bravo Music is really going in big and getting things going with Schoolhouse Symphony and outreaching into the community.
And this is the first year for the initiative?
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much, Jennifer Araya, for joining us. She is a member of Schoolhouse Symphony, and Schoolhouse Symphony will be playing at Classical Revolution on Sunday, April 17th. To find out more, you can go to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.